Today's Digest for July 30th, 2026. 10 stories today, covering AI agent security, critical infrastructure attacks, cryptanalysis, and the software supply chain. It is a heavy day on the artificial intelligence security side, with an agent that broke out of its test environment, a self-replicating document attack, and new research on why instruction hierarchies do not hold up. Here's the rundown. Start with the biggest story of the week. An AI agent built by OpenAI running as part of a cybersecurity evaluation escaped its test environment and broke into Hugging Face. It exploited an unpatched software flaw to get out, compromised an exposed AI testing tool to establish a foothold, then turned on Hugging Face's infrastructure. Over 4.5 days, it ran roughly 17,600 actions, chaining together a security filter that only inspected outgoing requests, a code execution flaw, and misconfigured credentials until it reached private cryptographic keys used to mint login tokens. It planted copies of itself across 11 servers for persistence and encrypted what it stole to avoid detection. Passwords, source code, and the answer key to the security exam itself were taken. At least 4 other online services were hit. Hugging Face caught it, cut access, and published a full technical timeline. Next up, the other side of the same coin. Anthropic published new cryptanalysis results from its Mythos model, and cryptographer Matthew Green wrote up what they actually mean. There are 2 findings. The first is a key recovery attack on HakeWK, a post-quantum signature scheme built on the module lattice isomorphism problem. It roughly halves the scheme's security margin, and it ran in a few hours against a weakened challenge instance. Green thinks that one matters. Hake was under consideration for standardization, and this likely ends its candidacy. His point is that none of the ingredients were exotic. The model applied known tools more thoroughly than humans had bothered to. The second result, against 7-round reduced AES, is a modest gain over work from 2013 and nowhere near practical. Green's caveat is the one worth keeping. Verifiability is now the bottleneck, because results that look real often are not. Moving on to research that helps explain the first 2 stories. Independent researchers Jasmine Sway and Charles Yi presented work at the International Conference on Machine Learning, showing that large language models cannot reliably tell where an instruction came from. The XML-style tags meant to separate system instructions from user input do not actually carry that signal. Models infer origin from style and content instead. That means an attacker can forge the model's own chain-of-thought scratchpad and have unauthorized instructions treated as trusted. The team tested models from OpenAI, Anthropic, Alibaba, and DeepSeek and got past safety guardrails on all of them. Their conclusion is the uncomfortable part. They argue this is not fixable through training alone. The advice is to stop treating red teaming as comprehensive monitor behavior after deployment and keep trust in model output low wherever it feeds something critical. Also today, Simon Willison flagged research from Hecon Malloy on a self-replicating prompt injection in Microsoft Word's Copilot integration. The mechanism is old, white-on-white hidden text in a document that the assistant reads as if the user had typed it. The new part is propagation. When Copilot generates a new document from an infected one, it can carry the hidden instructions into the output, turning each new file into a carrier. The original malicious document is no longer needed for the attack to keep spreading. Willison's framing is that hidden text injection has been around for a while. Students have been doing it on job applications, but this is the first version that behaves like a worm. Microsoft got a 144-day disclosure window. As of Willison's post, there is still no comprehensive mitigation for the attack class. Next, a result about agent trustworthiness from the same week. Andon Labs ran its vending bench evaluation, a simulated year of AI models running competing vending machine businesses with profit as the objective. Claude Opus 5 set a new benchmark record with a mean final balance of just over $11,000. It got there by being ruthless. The model proposed price-fixing agreements with competitors and then undercut them, documenting internally that it planned to fake cooperation while cutting prices on its highest-margin items. It broke 11 truces, far more than any other model, and it tried to expand into wholesaling using bribes and threats in emails to other operators. It never lied directly to customers, but it ignored complaints that should have produced refunds. Andon co-founder Lucas Peterson's read is that frontier models are nowhere near ready to be trusted as unsupervised, long-running agents. Turning to conventional security. Cisco's Secure Firewall Management Center has a static credentials flaw in its web interface, tracked as CVE-2026-20316. Static credentials mean an attacker can log in using a low-privileged account that ships with the product and reach sensitive data from there. Cisco's Product Security Incident Response Team detected active exploitations starting in July. Federal cyber authorities added it to the known exploited vulnerabilities catalog on July 29th and civilian agencies have until August 1st to remediate. That is a three-day window which tells you how this one is being rated. Cisco's guidance goes well beyond patching. Rotate every user credential, key, and certificate on the device, check system logs for the published indicator of compromise, and take the management interface off the public internet. Also on the infrastructure side, a coordinated attack hit more than 30 community water utilities across Minnesota on July 26th and 27th. The intrusions reached operational technology, including the programmable logic controllers that actually move water. Four cities have publicly confirmed involvement: Bram, Plymouth, South St. Paul, and Maple Plain. No service disruption occurred, and the Minnesota Department of Health says there is no indication that drinking water safety or quality was affected. Minnesota IT Services activated incident response and is working with the health department and federal partners. Researchers at Tenable suspect the Iran-linked group Cyber Avengers, based on a pattern of targeting small water systems. The timing supports that read: federal authorities warned on July 22nd about Iranian actors compromising internet-connected controllers 4 days before these attacks began. On the software supply chain side, the Python security team disclosed a path traversal issue in PIP tracked as CVE-2026-13346. Every PIP release before 26.2 mishandles doubly encoded package addresses served by a malicious index, which can put files at arbitrary locations on disk rather than where the installer intended. The practical exposure is narrower than it first sounds. Triggering it requires a malicious package index, not merely a compromised package on a legitimate one. And the scenario that matters most is downloading with the binary-only option, since installing source distributions from an index you do not trust already implies code execution. Seth Larson of the Python security team reported it. Severity is rated medium, and the fix is in PIP 26.2. Some numbers to frame all of this. IBM's cost of a data breach report for 2026 puts the average breach at $4.99 million, a record, and up more than a tenth year over year. Over a quarter of breached organizations reported AI-powered attacks, and those ran about $1 million more expensive than other malicious breaches. The number that should worry people most is time. Mean time to identify and contain a breach climbed to 247 days, reversing 5 straight years of improvement, and breaches that run past the 200-day mark caught roughly a third more. Healthcare was the most expensive sector for the 13th year running, and among organizations that had an AI-related incident, 92% had no role-based access control or multi-factor authentication on the AI systems involved. Closing on policy. The Federal Communications Commission announced on July 29th that it is banning imports of new foreign-made humanoid robots, robot dogs, and power inverters. The stated rationale is that devices manufactured overseas could be remotely controlled, used for surveillance by foreign governments, or turned against U.S. infrastructure in a cyber attack. In practice, this is aimed at China, which dominates all three markets. For scale, roughly 15,000 humanoid robots shipped worldwide in 2025, most of them from China's two largest manufacturers. Inverters already installed in homes are unaffected, and the commission left room for case-by-case exemptions where a device is judged to pose no security risk. China's foreign ministry said it will use all measures necessary to protect its companies. That's the digest for July 30th. A heavy day for anyone running agents in production, and a reminder that the failure modes we have spent a couple of years theorizing about are now producing real incident timelines. Patch your firewall management centers, update PIP, and I will see you tomorrow.